This past week, I was enjoying a walk along Bothine Marsh in Mill Valley, a marsh bordered by Richardson Bay on one side and a bike path on the other. In one of the small ponds, an elegant sandpiper caught my eye. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we enjoy the presence of the red-necked phalarope. This is Bay Birds. The red-necked phalarope is the smallest of the phalaropes and has the shortest bill. It's about the size of a sparrow and seems rather dainty with its short, narrow neck, smallish head, and sleek black legs with lobed toes. In flight, both the males and the females have a notable white stripe down the middle of their wing, regardless of the season. And unlike the majority of bird species, it's the red-necked phalarope female that gets to sport the fancier plumage while the males tend the nest, incubate the eggs, and care for the young. Breeding coloration for both the male and female red-necked phalaropes includes a gray breast, dark gray back with brown stripes, and a dark head and cheek. They have a white throat patch and belly and a deep rufous or rusty red along the neck. Females are more boldly colored and have a small white spot above the eye, while males look similar, albeit more dull, and the white over the eye is more of a line rather than a spot. Unlike other shorebirds, but similar to other phalaropes, the red-necked phalarope is a swimmer and generally prefers swimming to wading. This enables them to winter out in the open ocean, sometimes spending up to 9 months there, picking off small invertebrates as they float along. When swimming in shallow water, red-necked phalaropes will often swim in circles or spin to stir up the water with their lobed toes and create upwellings of food. Perhaps this behavior is what led to the naming of a group of phalaropes as a swirl, twirl, whirl, or whirligig. Red-necked phalaropes can also be spotted wading in marshy pools, as I saw just this past week, and they may feed along mudflats with groups of other shorebirds. Red-necked phalaropes can be found almost anywhere throughout North America while migrating. This includes the open ocean or beach, along shallow rivers, lakes, or mudflats, and especially around sewage ponds. They travel long distances and nest in the low Arctic, on tundra ponds with marshy shores and bogs. It's unclear exactly how their population is doing. They're difficult to monitor, and a lot more needs to be learned to better understand its status and what conservation measures may be required to support a healthy red-necked phalarope population. In the meantime, I suggest we all take the opportunity to enjoy a stroll along our local marshes. Perhaps you too will catch a glimpse of this well-traveled little sandpiper. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.